Welcome to episode 112.
Holy moly.
Of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In today's episode, we are going to taste several beers from Russian River Brewing Company. Yes, that's right. Woo! It's a vertical. And guess what? None of them is a Pliny beer. So they're all different.
What? Beers. And, you know, I believe on our great Facebook bloggy page, which we're soon going to convert to Tiktagram, Pinkshire, what's it called? Pinterest? Anyway, we have a video of when I was at Russian River.
Oh, yes.
One half of CNBC.
You've been to the Russian River Brewery up there in, Sonoma County? Santa Rosa?
I know it's near Santa Rosa.
All right, so we're drinking. The first one we're drinking is called STS.
Oh my gosh, look at the bubbles on that.
It's a Pils, and apparently the STS is the three-letter code for their airport, the Charles M. Schultz Airport up there in Sonoma County.
Of Peanuts fame.
Yeah.
He brought psychology into the pop
culture. Was he from that area or something?
I don't know.
So this is a Pils, or even a Keller Pils, to be more specific, they say on the website. This is a nice light golden color, pretty clear, maybe a tiny bit of, just a tiny bit of haziness. But that might be from...
No, I think that's just condensation on your glass.
Yeah.
No, this stuff is crystal clear.
We got some big bubbled soapy looking head on this one.
Yeah, it's very light yellow, pale yellow. I mean, I'm going to guess that this is their airport. This is like their just entrance beer for those who want Budweiser or Coors Light.
Yeah.
And it smells like, well, Craig knows what it smells like. Oh my gosh. It tastes like a perfect Pilsner. It's got that bitter peppery up front, clean finish, a little bit of sweet, but a well-balanced malt hops. I don't know. What do you think?
That if you want to step up good. From a Budweiser American Light Lager, this is a good step up. It's not like a huge jump with punch you in the face hops, but it does have some hops in it.
This would be too bitter for...
You think so?
Oh, yeah. This is people like you and me would like this and appreciate it, but I think people who are seeking... That low impact Miller Lite. This has got,
but it has a little bit of sweetness. I think
it's got a tiny bit, but it's, I don't know. It's way better than that.
So they describe it as a classic German style Pilsner with a Russian River twist because they dry hop this beer.
That's it. That's
with
what I'm
a
getting.
Small amount of European hops. Yeah. Though they do say a slight haze due to the fact that there's a small amount of yeast left in the beer.
Well, then you saw a haze that I did not.
Hop forward with a firm malt foundation, strong lager yeast characteristics, and a bitter finish, dry bitter finish.
It definitely has that dry bitter finish. That's the part I think people would steer away from if they didn't like good beer.
A truly great Pilsner is a difficult beer to perfect as its light, crisp flavor profile leaves little room for error. Yeah, that's true. Like, it's difficult to make... Like a light American lager, especially like getting something so clean and crisp, very difficult with ales and stouts and porters and barrel aged. You can kind of hide some of the defects, but like if you're making something like this, you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, everything's got to be there, and this is pretty damn good.
Russian River, pretty famous, obviously, for Pliny the Elder, which we've had on the podcast before. In fact, we just did a video podcast. Episode with
we had Pliny the Younger on this podcast.
I don't think we had the Younger.
Yeah, we had that small bottle Jeff got.
Did we?
Yes.
All right, I don't remember that.
And we tried to make outreach to our third Beatle, Jeff, but he's on business travel and cannot join us tonight.
They do a little bit of distribution, Russian River, outside of California. So they get to Colorado, they get to Reno, Nevada...
Philadelphia.
Yeah. They get to Pennsylvania, they get to Oregon, and they get to Seattle, it looks like. But that's it. The rest of the country is bare on their distribution map, which is... I've seen Russian River quite often in the beer store that I go to, Heritage Wine and Liquor in...
not yet a sponsor, but soon could be.
Should be. And we had the episodes with Brett a few weeks back. They had they've had a Russian River tap takeover even in his bar up there in Evergreen, Colorado. So really big fan of this brewery. Lots of great beers, fun stuff.
Yeah, they definitely do stuff well. Their brew pub in
Santa Rosa.
It's Santa Rosa because there is a
Petaluma up there.
Yeah, and you know they got to compete with all the vintners.
Yes,
the people craving
huge wine region.
It's the wine valley up there in what is it, northern central northern.
Yeah,
how do they refer to that part of California?
I mean, it's north of San Francisco, so I don't know.
Anyway, whatever that is. The fact that they're a well established and excellent brewery around all that famous wine is another standout. But what Pliny the Younger is a grail beer.
Yep.
And most of the other Russian River beers, and there's some connection that they had to Philadelphia. And I've been on occasion lucky enough to find some Russian River on tap when I've visited in Philadelphia. Definitely a big fan.
So, Mike, you were recently in Montana. Any beer experiences or general experiences from Montana and your ski trip up there to Big Sky?
Well, first experience, Big Sky is the best skiing I've ever had the privilege and pleasure of engaging in. It's amazing slopes, great experience on that mountain. And, there's plenty of good Montana beers to supplement the experience. But one in particular that I was very fond of was a beer called Grazing Clouds. And I believe it ranked number four or three on Montana's top IPA list.
Oh, wow.
Lucked into it. I was more focused on Huckleberry and...
Huckleberry, everything up there.
Everything. I was trying to get as much exposure to Huckleberry as I possibly could. I did get a good cider.
Huckleberry cider, okay. Huckleberry is like a blueberry variant kind of thing, right?
Apparently, it's sort of like blueberries, but not as smaller, tart. It's sweeter. It's harder to find.
Yep. They only grow at certain altitudes and...
they're like magic berries.
Thingies, yeah.
And I just kept picturing Val Kilmer walking around and be like, I'll be your Huckleberry. there is definitely a lot of good beers in the area. And not just IPAs, Montana has a hip... beer as well, as apparently they have tons of dispensaries and tons of moose.
I believe the plural is meese.
I hate meeses to pieces. But the beer experience that was trying that, but with the mountain, and because I'm from the East Coast, I didn't want to drink a lot. I wanted to enjoy the skiing.
Have your ski.
Yeah, I didn't want to be hungover, it was really hard to not have beer at the slope afterwards. It was like the next day we got to ski again, and I was worried about altitude hydration and then the fact that I had hung out with you and your brother-in-law and might have still been hurting a little bit.
Slow recovery.
Even through all of that, Grazing Clouds was an excellent, excellent IPA. I highly recommend it. If you ever get out to Montana or have access to this beer, it was a very, very good IPA.
All right. Great story. And let's grab the next Russian River beer. All right. Our next beer tonight from Russian River again.
What?
It's called Velvet Glow. It says pale dry beer.
Try pour this out.
While I read.
It has triangles and diamonds. Triangles that form diamonds. It looks kind of like an old school beer label, actually.
Well, there you go. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the history in a second here.
Oh.
Velvet Glow is an homage to an old Grace Brothers brewing beer brewed right here in Santa Rosa from 1933 to 1966. Wow.
Well, this is another crisp, clear, clean. Very
completely clean and clear, yeah.
All right. So you're not seeing haze on this one?
No, just a bright straw color.
Yep, and a nice thick, frothy white head.
So this is a Helles style lager, as described on the page. So not moving that far from the previous color pills that we had.
So what's the difference between a Helles and a pills? Because every time I hear Helles, I think sour, because I'm going to end up with something sour.
It's not sour, is it?
No. That tastes like a good, you know,
what
I would picture in my youth, beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Is this, do you think this is more
like
of
a Stroh's, a step up,
like a transition beer than
this
the previous
one?
This
doesn't have that bitter bite that the
ST. Yeah, not as much hops.
Yeah. This is a little bit cleaner and finished.
Well, maybe that's one of the differences, because I do feel like more like non-American pilsners, so like European pilsners, will have a little bit of hop to them.
Yes.
Like, even if you get like a, what's the big one that's everywhere?
Carlsberg?
No, like,
Foster's, Guinness, Harp, Stella Artois.
Yes, Stella Artois, which is a pilsner. That has a little of that crisp and hoppiness to it.
It does.
So they say a clean, crisp, refreshing beer with a bright straw color. Oh, they use the same language that I did. Or did I read it from the webpage?
Which came first?
Aromas and flavors of bread crust and biscuit. I don't know about, like, does bread crust have a...
No, I mean, I've gotten biscuity bouquets before. I'm not getting that off of this.
There's a very low bitterness with a mild hop aroma.
Definitely agree with that.
This is a limited release from Russian River.
You know who would love this beer? Jonathan Dean would love this beer. This is a perfect beer for John Dean.
Yeah, he would. This is a John Dean beer.
Well, what's this one called again?
It's called Velvet Glow.
Velvet Glow.
And the Grace Brothers Brewery out there from 1933 to 1966. That's kind of crazy.
I once worked for a company that had Santa Rosa Junior College as a customer, and they kept telling me to come out and visit because there was a great brewery out there, and I had not
yet before you
heard
anything about beer.
Yeah. I mean, I knew I liked to drink beer, but I didn't know that, you know, the importance of Russian River. But then later in life, I was lucky enough to have a customer in Sacramento, and Russian River was not too far away from there that we made the journey up.
Yeah, that's cool. I've never been. The Russian River. They,
it's pretty country out there, too.
Yeah?
Yes.
So, obviously, we've done Pliny the Elder a number of times. Mike thinks we've done the Younger. We've done some of their other Belgian styles, like Sanctification, and I know we've done a few of those. What are those other ones? Beautification, Consecration, Damnation, Compunction. I don't know which ones we've done.
I remember doing Damnation.
But we've done Supplication, I believe. I don't know which ones we've done, but we've done some of those. I see those in the beer store here every now and then as well.
But there's nothing bad that can be said about Russian River.
All right, Mike, you got a Listomania or something for us to fill the time here?
I sure do. But fill the time? Fill the time. It's educate the masses, right, on all our extraordinary knowledge of beer and beer things. So, in our Listomania is here. What are the top 10 craft beers with the most five-star check-ins of 2022? As we
this
move
is from
into,
Untapped or one of those apps?
This is from Untapped.
Okay.
And it's presented by Oscar Blues Brewery.
Oh, so there's beers.
So there might, you know, I bet we're going to find out that there's something. I know some of these.
Some
deals. I've had some of these beers.
All right, let's hear
Ooh.
It.
Well, number 10, one of our most recent episodes, we had a beer from this brewery, Duvel. And the particular Duvel is it's Mortgat, Mortgat.
Interesting.
And but it's taking 90 days to brew. Duvel requires time, attention, and care, featuring just pure spring water, barley, Slovenian and Czech hops, and a Scotland yeast strain originally picked by Victor Mortgat, son of founder Jan Leonard Mortgat, in the 20s. Duvel combines unique hop characteristics with strong malty backbone and slight effervescence. It's 8.5. It's a boozy beer, but one with a definitive smoothness that keeps the drinker going back for more. It's hard to find a beer in Belgium that doesn't have a distinct history, and Duvel is one of the greats. So this is number 10 of the five-star check-ins.
All right.
Number 9 from Bell's Brewery.
Oh.
Hop Slam Ale.
Okay, yep.
One of Bell's most revered releases, Hop Slam's name says it all, including 6 different hop varietals on the hot side. Hop Slam also gets a massive dry hop addition to Simcoe. All told, Bell's considers the recipe for this beer to have the most complex hopping schedule out of all their beers. I don't think we've had Hop Slam, have we?
I've tasted it, but I don't know if we've had it on the podcast before.
Now, here's one of my favorite beers at number 8. Everybody knows about the double IPA these guys do. But Focal Banger.
Oh,
by
yeah.
The Alchemist.
Yep.
I love this beer.
Creator of the famous Heady Topper.
Heady Topper is the double IPA. This is the regular IPA. And I think...
You like this better than Heady Topper.
I like it better than Heady Topper.
I had a bunch of these when I was up in Stowe a few months back. I had some Focal Banger, some Heady Topper. Went to the brewery. Speaking of beer experiences, I went to this brewery.
You went to the Mecca of Meccas?
I did. I went to the Alchemist Brewery. We got the brewery tour there. Saw how they make everything. Saw their big vats. Yeah, very impressive setup. They try and do like a earth-friendly kind of setup. They like repurpose the... excess...
I don't know.
Waters and add like everything that comes out of their beer. All the byproducts from their beer, they kind of repurpose that stuff. So, very cool place up in Stowe, Vermont.
Focal Banger is high up there. Okay. I think this is the beer we had a chance to try, but we never could make the schedule work. And then the guy moved to Manhattan and we never got a chance to this. Trappist West Veleteren 12. Consider one of the rarest beers in the world.
Yes.
He had one of these and was willing to share this. And I didn't know how big of a deal this was.
Yeah, because you can only get this at the monkery there, the abbey.
It's brewed by monks once a week to make money for their abbey. Sold only once a month, either at the door or a no-nonsense tavern across the street. So it's top of all the people's
lists. This is on my list of something to do, of like a bucket list thing to do, is go to Belgium, go to some of these monkeries, abbeys, Trappist monasteries, and drink some of their great beer.
Gotta go before I give up drinking. First, you'll have to call a hotline and make an appointment just to purchase the beer. Afterward, you'll most likely need to buy a plane ticket, fly to Belgium, rent a car, drive to a tiny town, line up in your car at the Abbey Gate on your chosen date to stuff away your prize. That sense of adventure and the thought that very few people in the world have had the pleasure of tasting this beer have driven Westy 12 to cult stardom.
Yes.
Which is exactly why the granddaddy of rare beers received just over 4,000 five-star check-ins, a mere handful more than Focal Banger, in fact, in 2022. Also ranked the highest-rated Belgian quad in 2021, Westy 12 boasts notes of dried fruit and brown sugar. This beer is poetry in motion, and if you ever have the chance to taste it in your life, consider yourself lucky. I'm apparently unlucky because I had a chance to taste this and didn't take it.
They gave us the instructions on how to get that, so call that phone number, make a reservation, and we'll get on the plane and go.
All right, let's do it. Now, this, I have had one of the versions of this, but number 6 is King Julius. From Treehouse Brewing. Now, I've had Orange Julius.
Julius, yeah.
Or just Julius.
I think it's just Julius, yeah.
Okay. King for a reason. King Julius has topped one of our other most important lists of the year besides this one, the 15 best double IPA Imperial IPAs of 2022. And that ranking, King Julius won second, bested only by its extra kettle hopped and extra dry hopped version called King Julius. Here, King Julius, without the extra letters, just missed the top five by a mere handful of five-star ratings. Still a respectable 4,500 five-star ratings, King Julius grabs sixth place and perhaps most importantly beats out his brother, which isn't on the list at all. You do you, King Julius.
Gotta get a, I want to go to Treehouse Brewing sometime. My family's up there in Boston, Massachusetts area.
It's and like, what is it, 91? It's right off 91 in Springfield?
Yeah, it's right west of Boston somewhere.
Yeah. It's closer to Springfield.
And it's very, apparently a very impressive like brewery that they have going.
We can finish this list later in the episode.
So we'll go there after we go to, on the way back from West Valletta.
Yeah, after we get our 12, Westy 12.
Yeah. All right, so that was the top six there, Mike. Let's grab our next beer.
That is the oddest beer opener. That's a pair of scissors there, isn't it?
Yeah, because we're in this rental house and I don't know where stuff is.
Ah. Well, I'm still enjoying. I poured myself a second helping of Velvet Glow and the STS. So these are two good starters. What is our third choice?
The third beer from Russian River Brewing is called Happy Hops IPA. Mike, this is another tribute to Grace Brothers Brewing. And it was originally brewed by them in 1944.
An IPA?
Their brewery went out of business in the 60s. But they wanted to resurrect Happy, which is, I guess, the little hoppy, what do you call
Happy
those things?
Happy Hops IPA. Is that a character?
Yeah.
Cartoon?
Motto? Not motto.
Mascot.
Mascot.
This might be the last episode for the evening.
They wanted to resurrect Happy, who's the mascot on this beer.
Happy Hops looks like a yellow apple. With like
it's a hop, isn't it?
Red. I don't know, but why is he?
It does look a little apple.
It looks like an apple. Like hops don't have that coming out of their head.
All right. So, I got a little. I got some hoppy notes.
Okay.
All right. So another
they made
clear
IPAs.
Straw color. I don't know if this, how close to original style this is.
Okay.
I'd be curious about that. I think they're representing the mascot, maybe not the beer so much, but ooh, that's a nice smelling IPA. Mmm.
All right.
After these lighter, less hoppy beers, pop in a nice hoppy IPA.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so that's got your, like, the hop. It's very floral and fruity.
Yeah.
Like cherry, apricot. Damn, that smells good. Wow.
For easy going
from,
down.
From that, it's barely got a bitter bite.
It's not astringent.
This has less bitter than the STS.
Than the pills,
had.
Yeah, I agree. Less like on your, that bitterness on your tongue.
It's, yeah, it's,
but
it's
you
very
really,
fruity front,
you really
too.
Smell it, though.
Whoa. But are you getting the fruity front?
Like in the taste? Let's
yeah.
See.
I'm getting like some, like apricot, like
some stone fruit.
What are stone fruits?
Apricots.
Well then,
peaches.
Yes.
Those
nah,
type, with the
peaches.
Big nut, the big nuts in the middle.
So more apricot, more like cherry.
Cherries are like mini stone fruits.
Okay, well then stone fruits.
I don't know.
What's that thing, jackfruit, that like people make like. Barbecue shit out of for vegans?
Yeah.
What the fuck is jackfruit?
I don't know what jackfruit is.
But you know everything, Chris. And when you don't know, you look it up really fast.
Or make it up?
Or make it up. That's what we learned from our former president. Thanks, Truman.
Now you're really setting the time off.
Yeah, back to when Grace Brewery was big in the time. And, you know, thanks, Roosevelt. So what do you think about that beer, Chris?
I really like this. I've had this one before. Like I said, I see Russian River every now and then. I'll grab this. I see Blind Pig. I see Pliny. I'll grab their beers.
Have you ever been disappointed?
Not to date.
Did you get these Russian River just for the podcast?
Yes. Yes.
Not for your own self-enjoyment?
No, but I've gotten Russian River beers. So when I see Blind Pig or Pliny or this one, Happy Hops, I'll grab these.
Yeah.
Just for like a nice, if I want like a bigger bottle, you know, like these were what, 16-ounce bottles to put down versus like a, what was I talking about?
You were talking about the size of your beer bottle?
Yeah, if I want to like, you know, have a nice like afternoon with a beer, I'll just grab one of these guys and, you know, pour it over a few hours. Like, yeah, does that make any sense? I don't know.
It does, and you know,
I might be a little bit drunk.
I'm going to make a completely unsupported leap of geographic logic, but more of a wine experience because you want to sample it a couple of smaller glasses over time.
Yes.
They're coming from, you know, Sonoma Valley.
Oh, by the way, these glasses are from, these are the tasting glasses from The Alchemist.
So we are drinking Focal Banger-esque beer glasses, Russian River. So we're representing the entire country. We're east right in the west. Middle. Got Russian River on our left, Alchemist on our right. Combine the two in Colorado. Pure joy.
All right, Mike, what were those other five beers on our top 10 list of something beers that people drank and liked, rated highly?
These were the five-star check-ins for 2022. This, you know, basically whatever the folks using this app are currently rating as hell of a good beers. So number five, this is one that we had had as a part of our Grail beer list. I have tried this. I don't know if we've tried this. Zombie Dust by Three Floyds Brewing.
I don't think we've tried this, no.
Have you had Zombie's Dust?
I don't think I've had it.
But these guys
this
are...
This is another one where you have to line up and pick up the beer and yeah. On a certain day or whatever, right?
It's hard to get. That's what keeps it cool. But where the fuck is it? It's...
like Milwaukee or something.
No, like that, right? It's like in a flyover state.
Three Floyds, where are they at?
I think it's like Indiana or
yeah,
Iowa.
Indiana. I believe that's it, yeah. No, I'm looking at their logo. I've definitely not had this beer yet.
Oh, we just had it. As a matter of fact, you have some of this in your fridge. What is number four?
I don't know.
Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Oh, really? Interesting.
That is a great standby. And you know what? Bell's, this one is available. Oh, it's... Okay, I got to read this. Holy cow. One of the most revered beers at one of the most revered breweries in the country, Bell's Two Hearted Ale has been crowned the best beer in America in a survey conducted by Zymergy Magazine for 4 years in a row. So it makes sense that it clocks in at number four here with just over 5,800 five-star check-ins. We think we have plenty of impressive lists here, but the magazine's rankings have been running for the past 20 years. The survey asked members to choose up to five of their favorite commercial beers that are available in the U.S. For many years, it was Russian Rivers Brewing Company's Pliny the Elder, or Pliny the Elder, that took top marks. Some writers might call this foreshadowing. But in 2017, Two Hearted bumped off Pliny the Elder for title Best Beer in America. And since then, really? Bell's hasn't looked back. It's an incredible achievement for Bell's founder, Larry Bell, who started it in 1980 with only a 15-gallon soup pot. It begins with a single hop and a single brewer. In 1992, Bell's brewer began experimenting with a single hop recipe. 3 years later, he suggested Larry Bell that the brewery try its hand at making an all-centennial IPA. At the time, Centennial hops had started to pick up some steam, officially recognized as a hop in 1989, and named Centennial after the 100th birthday of Washington State. These Pacific Northwest hops became known for their aromatic pine, citrus, and floral notes. Today, the current version of Two Hearted ranks as Bell's bestseller, and it's clear to see why. See and taste why this all Centennial American IPA should be on any beer lover's list of beers to try before they die. What the hell? You're never going to guess what number three is, Chris.
Corona.
Close. The only beer you'll see on this list that also made last year's ranking, Yuengling's Traditional Lager, holds a special place in many American beer drinkers' hearts.
Yeah,
especially
sure.
Those from the Northeast.
Sure, yeah. Top-rated check-in?
It got 8,500 five-star rankings this year, telling us that the beer's rich amber color and subtly sweet roasted caramel notes strike a chord. Traditional lager is an OG lager that deserves to be a top checked-in beer.
Okay. Chris, what was that, number two? Number three?
It was number three.
Okay.
Oh, number two. I would have put Focal Banger above it. Number two, Hattie Topper.
Okay.
From The Alchemist. No surprise here. Alchemist nabbed two places in the top 10 list. And Alchemist ranked as the fifth brewery with the most five-star check-ins in 22. 10,000. I think that's just by reputation, man. Because if you actually had a blind taste test,
similar to like the West Valletta thing, right? It's good. It's a great beer, actually. But like, I think part of it's the rareness.
Yeah, yeah. The
like I had this thing that not that many people outside of Vermont have had.
Yeah.
All right, what's number one, Mike?
I was like pondering that thing. I was like, but it's really easy to get it now.
It's more easy to get now, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it used to be a fucking pain in the ass. And you'd have to get like cases of it for $60, $70 a case and like try to drive it back. Oh, that's terrible. Number one, take a guess.
Pliny? The younger?
The elder.
The Elder, okay.
Pliny the Elder, Russian River. Well, we can't say we're surprised with 10.6 five-star check-ins.
What a great number one on this episode. Hey,
that's why I was excited about this list.
Oh, my goodness. Tying everything together. It's like we plan this stuff out.
Yeah, but
and believe me, guys, we do not.
Plan this out. So it's a fine double IPA from Russian River Brewing Company. One of the Grail beer, well, not the Grail, like Pliny the Younger is the Grail beer because that's only out in the.
That's more limited now. Yeah.
Yes,
but still, but like
Pliny
hard to
the
get,
Elder
right?
is
like
what built the rep.
If you're not in one of those other states that I talked, like those five states that I mentioned earlier, you're not gonna find this beer very easily, Pliny.
So, how did you like that list? Except for, I can tell that you were cool with all the beers except for...
Yeah, the Yuengling kind of didn't, you know, like, I do have a fond place in my heart for that beer, kind of, like, growing up and spending a lot of time in the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't put it up against any of those beers.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I would say even Two Hearted, like, I love Two Hearted, but does it belong on that list?
I mean... If Two Hearted were rarer, would it be on that list? Because it is a really good beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like those beers are... Like, Two Hearted's a nice, well-balanced beer.
Yeah. When we did the whole drink and we loved
that
one.
That's true.
It is a really good beer.
That's true. We did.
And just because it's ubiquitous doesn't make it any less of a good beer.
Yeah, you need to, yeah. There were definitely beers on this list because they're rare, right?
Yeah.
Like West Valletta, Alchemist beers. But yeah, and it's I cool have to see Pliny on top too.
Excellent article for our next get together. So Chris, let's do our wrap up here. Where are we standing on these three beers tonight?
Oh, this is a hard one because, I mean, I just got the hops in my mouth and I'm like, yeah, hops again. I'm down for some happy hops IPA, but you know what? That velvet glow, that just like that ease of drink, and then the Pilsner was so crisp with some hops to it.
Yeah,
this is a tough one.
It's hard.
You know what? I'm gonna go with the STS Pils. I'm gonna pick a Pilsner.
All right. Well, I'm gonna. I have the same struggle that you are having, but I think for what the marketing swag said they were going for, and that velvet glow is like a throwback to like the kind of beers that I grew up, like when my dad, you know, when I mowed the lawn and I was like 9 or 10 and I get to have a sip of beer and that was like Stroh's or Schlitz or something like that, and I was like, whatever.
Before it went all Bud Light and all that crap, it had a little bit of flavor to it still. The beer still had some flavor to it. Yeah.
It's like, this is terrible because I'm 8 or 9 years old. But I remember that experience, and most of it was like that bitter. The Velvet Glow is clean. The STS was great also in that family, but definitely hits you harder with those hops. And I guess hearing about the dry hopping, that makes sense. And that Happy Hops IPA was delicious. Excellent notes and balance in that. So it was a really tough call on these three as well. But I'll go with Velvet Glow as the one.
Nice. I have to admit, I just poured some more of one, and the one I poured more of was Happy Hops. So,
and
I
don't know, loving
maybe
it.
Maybe that's what I really like. But all right. Great beers from Russian River. Glad we did a Russian River vertical.
Yeah, thanks for pulling it off, and it tied nicely in with Pliny being the number one. So thanks for listening to CNBC episode 112. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast. You can also see our video episodes on youtube.com/CNBC podcast. And finally, you can follow us on Twitter @CNBC podcast. New episodes posted there. New video episodes posted there. Any kind of information on what's going on posted there. Facebook, you'll see pictures of our beer drinking activities together and apart sometimes.
Yeah, as we travel to interesting places with interesting beers.
That's right.
And take us in that spirit. A good local pub has much in common with a church, except that a pub is warmer and there's a lot more conversation. So cheers. Drink a beer.
Drink cheers. A beer. Another heart has made the trade. Is made.